Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you were travelling through Dublin Airport yesterday, you might have been affected by this power outage there on Sunday morning. It caused quite a bit of chaos at the airport. There was delays at check-in, and it was really the US pre-clearance at Terminal 2 that seemed to be affected. I was over in London for work on Saturday. I just came back early yesterday evening, and the flight out of London back to Dublin was delayed by about an hour just yesterday. So this seemed to have had the situation well resolved by yesterday evening. But I do want to talk to people who were affected by that, and we are asking, are we just too reliant on Dublin Airport? Eddie Punch is from Independent Ireland. Eddie is with us on the show today. Do you think there's too much focus on Dublin Airport, Eddie?
Thanks for having me on, Andrea. Yes, I do. We have an airport here in the Midwest, Shannon Airport. It's actually got the pre-clearance facility for the USA. It's a fabulous airport that is totally underutilized, and the facts are that we can carry 3 million extra people, passengers, through Shannon with no additional investment needed. So that's the level of underutilization. It gets about 4-5% of the national passenger traffic. Dublin gets 32 million or about 85% of the traffic. So our country is totally imbalanced in terms of the use of our airports. And this, of course, has major knock-on impacts on tourism, which is important to the west of Ireland, probably, relatively speaking, much more important to the west of Ireland than to Dublin. It has knock-on impacts in terms of economic development. And really, we are, you know, we're like a city-state where, you know, everything is centralized in Dublin. And I think there are major problems with it. Obviously, Dublin Airport is a hard airport to get through in terms of, you know, long queues. It is an airport that, you know, over-reliance on it. Like what we've seen this weekend is a big issue as well, because, you know, if you have any IT or electricity outage or problems like that, you know, the problem becomes much more severe
now,
than
that
it would
problem
otherwise
could have happened anywhere though, Eddie, couldn't it?
It could, yeah, but over-dependence on one airport is the issue, okay? And as a general comment, I think this is about, you know, balanced regional development. We have this extraordinary debate about lifting the cap on Dublin Airport, even though it carries 85% of our passenger traffic, instead of looking at all of the capacity we have in the other airports, and in particular Shannon Airport, which has 3 million additional capacity. But we have very little connectivity from Shannon, from the Midwest, from the west of Ireland, to the capital cities of Europe. And this is a big problem in terms of jobs and investment in the region. So we've got a totally unbalanced model of regional development, and that is down to ultimately government aviation policy.
I was listening to Michael O'Leary from Ryanair. He was talking about this recently, and he was asked, you know, about whether we should move or should have more routes from the likes of Shannon or from Knock. He made the point, now he wasn't talking about transatlantic flights, but he just made the point that day, Eddie, that the reality is the majority of people want to travel to Dublin.
They don't. They have no choice but to travel to Dublin. I use Dublin quite a bit. Reason being, the flights that I would have used over the years, particularly to Brussels or to Germany, are simply not available direct from Shannon. And getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get a 6:30 flight out of Dublin is no joke. Don't confuse my use of Dublin Airport with it being my choice of airport. It's
okay.
Not. And you know, if you look at, for example, tourists, 40% of tourists that land in Dublin Airport travel on or come to visit attractions in the west of Ireland. They don't necessarily want to land in Dublin, but it's a major loss to tourism in the west of Ireland, because we get buses bringing tourists from Dublin down to see our attractions, like the Cliffs of Moher, like the west, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way. But they're bussed in, quick look at the Cliffs of Moher,
yeah,
back up to Dublin.
Back out and back to Dublin.
Okay. Yeah, and spend in Dublin.
But Paul is with us on the line, Eddie, too. Stay with us. Paul, I believe you work in this area. Do you think, are we too reliant on Dublin?
Yeah, hi, Andrea. You know, I think every airport is susceptible to delays, and it's never fun, obviously, for the people that are involved. But I don't feel like it's a good argument to use this incident to make the case that we have an over-reliance on Dublin Airport. And I accept, you know, that there may be not as much choice as people would like to have in terms of flying out of a regional airport, not Shannon or Cork. Mm. But it's just not logical to suggest that this is a reason to reduce or limit capacity at Dublin. And I can explain why. So there's no government entity or regulator that, you know, tell their airlines what routes to operate. They're private companies, and they're free to choose whatever routes they want to fly. So if you limit or you remove capacity at Dublin Airport, it doesn't automatically follow that.
It'll go to Cork.
Those flights will transfer to Cork or to Shannon. So, you know, if you tell Ryanair to reduce their capacity from Dublin, they're just as likely to move that airplane to any one of their dozens of European bases. So we don't operate in a kind of a closed market in Ireland here for flights, you know. So I suppose it's not a zero-sum game. I think certainly more development in regions is to be welcomed, but I think if you limit capacity at Dublin, I think you're just you're doing the country a disservice. It's not helpful to the overall situation.
But to Eddie's point, if there were more European direct flights from the likes of Shannon or Cork, then surely passengers, people living in the, you know, within the surrounding vicinity, would tend to fly from Shannon or Cork rather than going to the hassle of travelling to Dublin.
Yeah, perhaps they would, but I mean, I think if the business case was there for the airlines to put on those flights, I think they would have already done it. I think it's no accident as well that, you know, if you look at a lot of the transatlantic growth that you know, in terms of connectivity that Ireland has enjoyed over the last sort of 10 years, you know, you've got routes like LA and Denver and Miami that just didn't exist 10 years ago.
Yeah, direct flights from Dublin.
Those just generally kind of have to be centralised in one sort of transatlantic hub in Dublin, you know, and because you need the feeder traffic coming in from the European network into that.
Okay, there's no business case, Eddie. Then, if there was, they'd already be doing it.
It's ironic. Like we actually do have transatlantic flights from Shannon, and with pre-clearance facility in Shannon for the USA as well. So there's actually an argument you could have feeder traffic coming in from European cities into Shannon and on to the USA. And, you know, I think if you look at, you know, this thing about there's no reason. Like, if you look at Denmark, a country similar in size and scale maybe to Ireland, we have Billund Airport in Denmark in an area which is about the same population base as the Shannon region. And it has access to 10 capital cities in Europe, all operated by Ryanair. So it's simply not true to say that there's no business case or a business case can't be made for more balanced regional development. If you look at Dublin Airport car parks, it's absolutely full of cars with regional number plates. And this is, you know, just adding to clogging up the M50. It's creating hardship for people who actually are from Dublin or want to park in Dublin. And, you know, it's like if you actually look at the kind of traffic jams you have around the Naas Road and the M50, a lot of the time it's far more logical for people even in the Midlands to use Shannon. But the issue is connectivity to European capital cities.
And it's the schedule of flights as well. The offering, I suppose, that's there too for passengers. This texter says, I'm living in Galway and I only use Dublin Airport because I have to. The infrastructure in the west of Ireland is shocking. Takes as long to travel on the bus to Dublin Airport as it does on a bus from Galway to Shannon. Lots of Dublin people telling us why we are wrong, confused on what we want. You couldn't make it up. Texter says, I was on a flight to Malaga last week from Dublin. There was a huge amount of passengers from Northern Ireland on the same flight. I have another Paul with us on the line in Galway. Paul, do you think there's too much reliance on Dublin Airport?
Oh, definitely. I couldn't agree more with Eddie. Yeah, there definitely is. Yeah, I operate an Airbnb here in Galway, and the great majority of my clients, or guests, whatever you like to call them, they tell me they arrive in Dublin, they collect their rental car, and they head straight to the west of Ireland. So that tells you everything you need to know. I just think there's a myth out there, politicians and government, that everything has to revolve around Dublin. You know, every major job announcement is in Dublin, which adds to the traffic congestion, adds to school places, hospitals, the GPs, and they're just making it worse. And whilst parts of rural Ireland, in your own area in Donegal, and I come originally from Sligo, it's starved of jobs, and even our GAA clubs are forming three clubs into one trying to get the team out.
Combining, yeah.
And it's just dying on its feet.
I'm curious, Paul, when you're chatting to some of your guests in the Airbnb, are they flying to Dublin because that same flight, that route, does it exist at Knock or Shannon?
No, it doesn't. No, they've no choice to fly to Dublin.
Right.
No, it doesn't, no.
No option.
And by the way, I anytime I go abroad myself and my wife, we always, if we can't get out of Shannon or Knock, we don't go.
Really?
Simple as that. No, I wouldn't go near Dublin.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter where you want to go on holidays, the flight has to depart from Shannon or Knock, Paul.
It has to, Shannon,
right.
Shannon. I mean, you go down to Shannon or Knock,
yeah.
And it's like going in the front door of your house and out the back.
It's brilliant. I've flown out of both of them over the years at different stages, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. So I wouldn't go up to Dublin Airport. And not alone that, but trying to get parking up there is a big issue as well, and very expensive.
Paul that's still with us too on the line, Paul, like, so it's a case that the airlines can make a business decision whether or not they want to fly more routes direct from the likes of Cork or Knock or Shannon. I suppose the big complaint I know from a lot of the public is that it's often that it's to do with the timetable, isn't it? Like the timetables, sometimes they're not as frequent as they are out of Dublin.
Yeah, that can be the case. But, you know, what I would be curious to know, like, from Eddie, what he feels are the reasons that that the flights that he would like to have operating out of the regional airports don't currently exist. Because there's really nothing stopping an airline from, you know, putting on additional capacity in those airports. So really, you know, I think you need to look at the drivers for that. And I think if you want to incentivize more routes out of regional airports, you have to make it worth the airlines' while in doing so. So, you know, they're constantly looking at routes and possibilities and where best to put their airplanes. And, you know, they make a decision, you know, at a minimum twice a year around networks and schedules. So, you know, what's the reason that they're not doing it if there's such a strong argument that seems to be there?
Texter's got in touch to say, I recently travelled to Croatia. They've opened multiple regional airports in parts of the country, and there's actually been a huge boost to the economic growth in these regions, Paul.
Yeah, undoubtedly, like new route development is good for the region, and I'm very much in favour of it. But I don't feel like there's a you know, pointing the finger at Dublin and Dublin Airport and its success is necessarily, it's not the bogeyman for, you know, everything that's wrong with regional airports.
Henry says, if one lives in Castletown Bear and has to travel or fly out of Dublin Airport, you've got to leave 7 to 8 hours before the flight in order to be able to make it in time. This texter says it takes 8 hours to get public transport from Ring in County Waterford to Dublin Airport. 8 hours. Yeah, it's not a journey I want to take. So I'm forced if I want to take a flight. Cork Airport has only got limited flights, yet it could take me even an hour to get there as well. This texter says, I'm in Spain at the moment. I flew out from Shannon. It was a superb experience. It is a huge interest to people this side of the country because we feel like Shannon isn't being utilised properly. Dublin has been over-congested. It's a bad idea for the capital and other regions where economic development is needed. Dublin has enough. I think it's bad for everybody. With Shannon, you have a motorway all the way. Connectivity is really easy. The Midwest region has also benefited massively from the airport, but I still do think the whole thing is overutilised. And finally, this listener asks, what's stopping an airliner from choosing Shannon as a destination? Are their ops teams not aware that Shannon could too also make them some money? Keep your thoughts coming into us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Paul, Eddie Punch, and also Paul there in Galway.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.